press release. I think you're referring to the MPBBS. That's what these are addressing for the committees. Now put the MPBBS somewhere else. Sit on it. We are on page 10, honorable members. Page 11. Page 12. Page 13. We spoke about this in previous meetings as well. We know what it is in the committee, but someone outside reading this document will not understand the abbreviations we are using. So please just type it out for us. For a page indicating what. Yeah, that will assist. That will assist. PT means personal trainer as well, or private trainer.
Nobody can
stop waiting.
Like you
know. No, I know it, but yeah, page 14 of our members. Page 15, which is good. And we come to the observations, page 16. Page 17. Page 17. Honorable Chani.
Thank you.
18. We will be calling this. Yes, sorry. 17. Free state organization monitor strengthening.
We should say monitor and verify spending or the performance, the output for that spending for those of those departments.
Should we go and verify?
Spending performance by
spending
departments of health and education.
Honorable Bloem, we nearly was a shop on the steps, as they say.
I must make quorums for your part.
Yours is right.
For your part.
Yeah, we are correct. We correct.
When standing the committee on defense, there's no quorum.
Oh.
Yes. Yes. I'm from there. Yes.
Right, though. Simon, please address us.
Chairperson, thank you. Just to clarify, with the first report that we have been adopted by the House was in terms of Section 12, Subsection 7, which says the Committee on Finance must 9 days after the tabling of the National Adjustment Budget submit a report on a revised fiscal framework to the respective Houses. For consideration and adoption. And then the report that we're dealing with today is on a proposed fiscal framework in terms of Section 6 or Section 5 that the chairperson referred to. So the difference between these two reports, the first report that has been adopted basically was on the revised fiscal framework for the current year. And then this one focuses on the three outer years, which is a proposed fiscal framework, which will inform the national budget that will be tabled in February.
I don't understand you. What will now in October, the only thing that this committee should deal with is the revised fiscal framework. And then the only time that you are going to deal with the fiscal framework, not the revised one, will be in February, March, after the tabling of the budget. Because then the minister This year already, in March, April, I mean, 5th March, we have done and reported on the fiscal framework, which covers the outer year. The October one was revised, is the one that we have done already. So what we are having, this having been revised, and then the policy going to inform the February 1, only in February will deal with the fiscal framework. There's no fiscal framework to deal with now, except the revised one which has been tabled before us. I hope we are on the same page. Otherwise, we've got attorneys in this house, advocates for us, who can assist them. Quite so. No, he's an advocate. He's a content advisor, but he's an advocate. It's not a problem. There's nothing wrong for me saying that. So I'm saying, Chair, that is how we understand it. Unless there's any fiscal framework before our table, other than can Zola be not intimidate people, Chair? Can you protect them? I don't know if you understand.
That's my interpretation of the act. We did the same last year. We only reported on the revised fiscal framework, and that was that. And I had a meeting with the manager, Mr. McKeeser, in his office on that point. So, yes. Anyone else?
I'm not debating it, but in my understanding was that in February we dealt with the fiscal framework. In this process to deal with the revised fiscal framework, and we deal with the proposed fiscal framework. And these are three reports that are different. But then, if the committee is of the view that maybe probably then if the action then also needs to be amended, because it provides for those three reports. The fiscal framework, which is in January, the revised fiscal framework, which has been tabled, and then the proposed fiscal framework for the 3 years.
Honorable Blue?
No, Chairperson, I agree with what Member Chaney have said and the explanation. That is the correct way to go. Thanks.
We can also get the opinion of Advocate Jenkins that's actually advising us in the task team on the Moneyballs Act that's under review now for amendments. That process is now on the table. That we get him also in. We are meeting next week, so we can just come to the committee and we can ask him to clarify that. There's no transmission. Honourable members, that deals with the reports. I want to get you a subject that we will be meeting next week on Tuesday dealing with legislation, the bills referring to tax administration, and then again Wednesday, the 21st of November, when Treasury again brief us on the credit rating bills, service bills, and financial market bills, and then the week after that. So we will be meeting every week until we adjourn the first week in December on the 7th of December. What is still outstanding on the members is the Free State and Northwest Departments of COCTA. Northern Cape appeared before us last week. They couldn't come because of their programs, but that we call them back. It's my view that we conclude our work for this year and not carry it over to 2030. That we start with a clean table for 2030. So I ask the Secretariat to look at the space where we can fit it. Any other comments, remarks about our Masisiwe program work?
quite sure now what you're talking about insofar as the committee was talking about the 7th of September. But I'm saying we'll move to the business of the 6th to the 4th. Because, no, I just had a clarity. Was you mentioned your program ending on the 7th.
My input will be that is administrative issues. Let's not deal with that thing yet. But I agree with you. Let us finish our work of this year, this year, and not push it back to next year. I agree.
Where possible, that we can finish it off. But I will have a look at the latest program. I made a mistake. I didn't look at that. Well, then, Mr. Thank you. Thank you to the staff for arranging this meeting. I believe there's three there. This meeting stands adjourned. Those of you travel, like